insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He's trying in his way to get the word out. I mean, he is conservative. I've known him for a long time, and he is a conservative person. He is a conservative person in terms of his views. But it's not getting across the way it should be, and other people are coming up that probably shouldn't be, but you have to give him a lot of credit because, you know, in the case of Santorum, he's come from nothing, and now he's doing much better. So we'll have to see what happens. I think it's going to be a long process, and it could even go to the convention, which is shocking. It is certainly not a race that's over, and surprising things happen. You have a senator that lost for the Senate by a record margin, and, you know, he's, like, doing well right now. It looks like Newt is not doing so well at all. Ron Paul is the same old story, you know, just, yeah. It's not going to happen. But the whole thing is crazy. And I guess the beneficiary is Obama, I guess. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're talking about this race, and if the race were over, we'd have nothing to talk about.
That's Donald Trump commenting on just how conservative Mitt Romney is and how long he still has to go to the Republican convention. The GOP race, the primaries, that's where we get started again. Doug Steffen here with a review of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television as we get ourselves into this new week. John Scott and Brett Baer talk about Mitt Romney's wins in the main caucus of the CPAC straw poll, and if that's enough to put him back on top for the GOP.
I think you heard the big sigh of relief this weekend from the Mitt Romney campaign, huh, Brett?
Well, John, a lot of people were talking about momentum, but really this weekend was stopping the bleeding for Mitt Romney after that string of losses Tuesday to Rick Santorum, especially in Colorado, which essentially was a gut punch to the Romney campaign. They thought they were going to win Colorado. With the win in Maine and the win at the CPAC straw poll, there is a sense that you stop the bleeding. The storyline changes just a little bit ahead of Arizona and Michigan. Now, that said, Maine's win was 194 votes over Ron Paul, and the Paul campaign was saying that they really weren't sure that the votes, all of the votes were tallied in all of the counties. Then there's the talk about this is a caucus and the delegates will be apportioned later as caucuses do. So the Paul people think they'll get more delegates in the end. And then the CPAC vote, the Santorum folks saying that Mitt Romney bussed in all these college students to vote, and that's why he won. Well, traditionally, CPAC operates like that. Ron Paul has won many CPAC straw polls by doing just that, organizing and getting people in to be able to vote for that. All of that said, all of those caveats aside, this was a rhetorical game changer. If not, there would be a much different storyline today talking about Mitt Romney.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought that it was possible that Ron Paul might even win Maine. He came fairly close, but he's still second and has yet to win a state.
Right, and you know, the Paul people will point out that in the end they're going to get more delegates because this is in the weeds, but the delegate apportionment, how it's awarded, is through a series of contests, county, precinct, county, statewide, and then appointing the delegates for the state to the national convention, and they believe that their people are loyal to them and they'll stick with them throughout no matter what the contest show. The big contest, John, Arizona and Michigan.
Right.
It's hard to overstate the importance of those states for the Mitt Romney campaign. In Michigan, there are two new polls out, PPP and ARG, that have Santorum leading currently. If that sticks, that is a huge, huge deal.
Right. That's the question I was going to ask you, because it appears that the Santorum campaign is setting its sights on Michigan and Ohio, a couple of delegate-rich Midwestern states where his appeal could actually come out on top ahead of Mitt Romney.
Sure, and Newt Gingrich will play heavily in both of those states as well. And they're making a real full-court press for those states. So there's a threat to the Romney campaign specifically. And when you look at Michigan in particular, you know, his home state, essentially, the place where his father was governor, if he were to lose Michigan, that really is a game changer. And I would suspect you'll see a lot of ad time being purchased on radio and TV in coming days.
Up next, an Arizona congressman says those who say Mitt Romney isn't conservative are full of old shoes.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here's some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Full exact detail. And see 2912 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
As the cost of fuel continues to rise, homeowners look for more efficient ways to heat their homes. One of the best ways to achieve efficiency, cost-effectiveness, and comfort is to use a hybrid heat system. Hybrid heat systems include a heat pump and gas furnace managed by a compatible control or thermostat. Hybrid heat or dual fuel systems deliver exceptional performance by using a heating source that provides its most energy-efficient comfort during moderate heating conditions. As the temperature drops outside, the system automatically switches to your second heating source when that becomes the most economical way to keep your family comfortable. For instance, the Carrier Infinity Hybrid Heat System includes an Infinity 20 heat pump with Green Speed Intelligence and an Infinity 98 gas furnace with Green Speed Intelligence, managed by an Infinity control. It's more efficient than any gas furnace alone because it allows the flow between electric and gas heating to optimize the economy of each fuel source. Visit www.residential.carrier.com for more information.
Talk Radio Countdown, the GOP race to the top. From MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Peter Brzezinski talk to Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake about the problem they think Mitt Romney seems to be having winning over those who claim to be conservative, if they even know what the word means.
So it's very curious you supporting Mitt Romney, because Mitt is known by some as a big government Republican. You, of course, one of the true believers as far as whether a Republican's president or a Democrat's president. You always held true to your beliefs in small government. Why are you supporting Romney?
Well, I think when you look at his record as the governor of Massachusetts, it's a conservative record. Say what you want about a statement here or there, or a campaign. You actually look when he governed.
Right.
That's the best gauge I think you can have.
Does Romney care bother you?
Healthcare, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a concern. Obviously, I don't like Obamacare, but he's right when he said this is a state issue.
I thought Rick Santorum was at his most effective when he pinned Governor Romney in the debate in Florida, right? Mandated health care. Isn't that going to be an issue for the governor going forward? Because that one he couldn't wiggle out of. In fact, that is objectively a major part of the health care plan that he passed in Massachusetts.
I think it's been considered and done. This has been raised for years. And to the extent that it's an issue, it's been an issue. And I don't think it'll be an issue moving ahead any more than it has been.
Let me ask you about the CPAC vote. How much of that was attributed to what they thought were his conservative credentials, and how much of it was driven by the fact that we've got to find somebody who can beat Obama in the fall? How much of it was electability?
I'm sure it was both. I think most people at CSPAC subscribe to the old Buckley notion that you nominate the most conservative person who can win. And so that certainly plays a factor. But like I said, when you look at how he actually governed, that's what you look at. And he governed in a conservative fashion.
What is the what's the downside of Rick Santorum when it comes to governing?
Well, that he hasn't had executive experience. And I think people do get concerned when they look at the last race that he ran and the margin that he lost by. I think that's a concern. And then also when you look at when he was in office, voted for the prescription drug benefit, voted for bloated farm bills, voted for bloated transportation bills. That's tough to point to that record and say that's more conservative than maybe Mitt Romney governed in Massachusetts.
Talk host Dave Lee with James Homan from Politico.com about Rick Santorum accusing Romney of fixing the straw poll.
I just wanted to ask you about this, though. I was reading where he accused two of his opponents of trying to influence the presidential straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference, both in the past and at its event this weekend. And what he said, James, is he said, for 2 years, Ron Paul has won those because he just trucks in a lot of people, pays for the ticket, they come in and vote and leave. We didn't do that. I don't try to rig straw polls. I want to get your reaction to that.
Yeah, I was at the 3-day Conservative Political Action Conference, and I can confirm political reporting that the Romney campaign paid for registration for students so that they could vote for Romney in the straw poll. The New York Times also reporting separately, which I can't confirm, that students were bussed in from around the Eastern Seaboard to cast ballots for Romney. And even with that, 3,000 ballots were cast in the straw poll. Romney only won with 38% to Santorum's 31%, much more organic support. So even though Romney won the straw poll, I wrote a wrap-up piece called Winners and Losers, and I named Romney a loser because it really does speak to lingering doubts among conservatives about his nomination, and it's a real problem for him.
Let's talk about the Maine situation.
The really low turnout. I think you could be elected student body president of the University of Minnesota with 10 times more votes than Romney won Maine with on Saturday. He won by 194. It's a caucus, so it's non-binding. You don't really get any delegates out of it. And the Ron Paul folks are really upset because he made a real effort to win there, and the county where they thought they would be strongest in, called Washington County, canceled their caucus because it was snowing on Saturday, and so they rescheduled it, but they said that they aren't going to end up counting that vote as part of this straw poll. So the Paul people are disputing it. They're claiming victory. That said, if you look back at the 2008 results, there's reason to have doubt that Paul would actually have won it if they had their caucus, but they're definitely very upset, and they feel like they won. Either way, though, I guess taking a step back, Romney ended up winning that straw poll at the big conference, and he won the main caucuses. So it could have been a really bad weekend if he lost both of them. But now we're entering this lull where there's not a debate for 10 days. There's no primaries for just over 2 weeks, and then Michigan and Arizona. So Romney comes in without having had 5 losses in a row, but only his 3 losses, including Minnesota last Tuesday.
You know, James, for so long we heard about the negative campaigning, mostly by Newt Gingrich talking about it. Where does it stand right now?
The Romney campaign was smart enough to realize that after they lost in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado last week, it would have looked really desperate to go right away and just start attacking Santorum because it would have looked petty and it would have looked reactive. So because there was this 3-week lull in between the big contests, they decided to wait a couple days, and so they were mostly quiet. Romney didn't mention Santorum by name during his much-watched speech at the conservative conference on Friday. But today, this afternoon, the Romney campaign is going to kick off what's going to be a really series of attacks on Santorum. They're going to have a conference call with a bunch of Romney supporters to go after Santorum, and then they're going to start to pick up the criticism. The danger for them is that if Romney wins the nomination as the last man standing, he's not going to have a lot of conservatives excited to get behind him in the general election, and that could really be a problem. So they're aware of that, but at this point, they just want to win the nomination.
Up next, more on the caucuses and the race, the GOP and the focus on the countdown.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We talk about talk radio, talk television, the new media, and the 2012 GOP race is what we have started with here in this hour. Host Jay Weber about the significance of Romney's CPAC straw poll win, despite what some in the news media will say about that.
Romney won the main caucus over the weekend by just edging out Ron Paul. And then he also won the CPAC straw poll, which is an annual thing that is conducted among the people who go to that CPAC conference. And Ron Paul has won it over the last 2 years. And you'd think that those two victories would be seen as evidence that Mitt Romney was recovering from his last 3 losses to Santorum. Apparently not. I mean, he won Maine by edging out Ron Paul. He won the CPAC straw poll. CPAC is supposed to be a bunch of conservatives. And he won the CPAC straw poll, so you'd think, okay, here's some evidence that maybe Mitt Romney is catching on. Well, if you believe the pundits, there really isn't any reason for joy in Romneyville. The Hill says Mitt Romney took first place in the straw poll among conservatives. He beat Rick Santorum by 7 points. 38% of the 3,400 participants voted for him versus 31% for Santorum. Newt Gingrich, 15%. Ron Paul, just 12%. They note that Paul's last place finish was the most striking contrast from previous years because he has won the CPAC straw poll in both of the last 2 years. Well, that's easy. You know, that's easy to explain. Why didn't Ron Paul win this year? Because it's a serious election this year. It's an actual election year. It's one thing when it's an off election year to ask people, who do you like as the conservative here at this conference? Oh, Ron Paul. You know, it's easy to say Ron Paul when the poll isn't going to mean anything. In an election year, CPAC voters would want to have their vote count a little bit more, so they would largely cast their vote based on the two frontrunners in the race, Romney and Santorum. And Romney won out. I think that's noteworthy. Mr. Unacceptable to Conservatives won the most votes at the conservative conference. I'd call that noteworthy. It reinforces what I've been suggesting all along. Romney does, in fact, have some base of conservative support, despite what his opponents and his haters want to say. They want to claim, oh, the conservatives don't support him. No, he has some base of conservative support. He just hasn't closed the deal on all conservatives yet.
Here's host Brian Wilson, not on stage at the Grammys the other night, talking to Ann Coulter about Mitt Romney and why he doesn't seem to be able to get as much traction as he needs.
Why isn't he getting the traction?
Well, I don't think, I mean, as the entire universe and colonies in Kenya now, Chris Christie was my first choice. There's a lot of excitement there. But by the way, Christie is sort of, he's immoderate in style, but not in his language. He does not call President Obama a socialist. He does not call him a Kenyan colonialist. That may gin up the idiots, but that is not going to win an election. That is not going to win independent votes. Keep your eye on the prize. How do we get the most votes? Romney is a square. I think that's, I keep asking people, what's the matter with him? He's the sort of person who would walk into a room and say, hello, fellows. He's a dork. Oh, well. I think after 4 years of hip wrecking the country, square is going to be so appealing. It's not going to scare my gender. It's not going to scare independents. It's not going to scare pee-in-their-pants soccer moms. And he could take Chris Christie as his vice presidential nominee.
Oh, so that's your angle, eh?
That's my angle.
And you're sticking to it. All right. Well, it's because these are the arguments. I know you hear them. I know you're asked about them. I know they're out there. And as a consequence, you know, we've got to get these things straightened out rather than hemming and hawing about the Obamacare-Romney-Care thing. What do you say to the argument, however, since this is the first time we've spoken about this, just get back to that for a moment. When they say to you, all right, so Romney gets the nomination, Romney's in the debates, and Obama says, well, what's the big deal about Obamacare? You did blah, blah, blah in Massachusetts. And he says, no, that was on a state level, and I never said it could be on a national level.
I think what he should say is the two pillars of Romney Care were, number one, an individual mandate because of the regime we are living under because of Congress as a state. We're already spending $1 billion a year. In fact, Romney's first idea was to have the uninsured put a bond up.
What would you like to hear next on the countdown? How about we fight about the budget again? That'll be fun. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the countdown. We'll turn our attention now to the president's just-released budget. Tamron Hall talked to CNBC's John Harwood about what each side is saying regarding this budget plan.
You get a chance to talk to both sides. What are the Democrats saying?
What the Democrats are saying is that they're going to take to the voters the argument that they advanced in the budget talks with Republicans last year that didn't produce that grand bargain that both the president and House Speaker Boehner wanted. And that's really the purpose of this budget, for the administration to lay out their argument for the voters. Republicans are coming back and saying, look, you haven't gone after and reformed the entitlement programs. That's Paul Ryan's message. And both Barack Obama and whoever the Republican nominee, possibly Mitt Romney, we'll see, they're going to lay those two arguments in front of the American people, and we'll see which one wins. Perhaps after the election, you could have some progress in a lame duck session of Congress.
Right. Well, you bring up that grand bargain that was supposed to have been hashed out with Boehner. But you know, John, the talking point from Republicans is that that was never really a deal. There was never anything in paper and writing. And they've become very dismissive when that was brought up at the time. So I would imagine that would be the same case this time around.
Yeah, they can be dismissive, but John Boehner was in that room with the president. Mm-hmm. They were getting close. Republicans did not want, in the end, the rank-and-file Republicans, to go for the new revenue that is what the administration's price for, and Democrats' price for, making a deal. And that's really the key difference between the Democratic budget and the Republican budget that gets placed before the American people, both in Congress and through the administration. Barack Obama is calling for $1.5 trillion in new revenues over 10 years, mostly from tax increases on the wealthy. He says that's necessary to both reduce the deficit and protect the priorities that he values. Republicans are saying that's the wrong way to go. We need to instead get our big savings out of the entitlement programs. And both sides are comfortable with taking their arguments to the voters. Right now, President Obama's got an advantage because the rising economic tide is lifting his fortunes and amplifying his megaphone.
Radio man Greg Garrison with Congressman Todd Rokita of Ohio about the budget battle, which again is cooking up in Washington.
I'm told by Mr. Liu, the president's press secretary, that we can't get a budget out of the Senate. What's it? Is it chief of staff?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong guy.
He switched jobs recently. He's the chief now.
They tell us that it's not Harry Reid's fault. because he says he won't call a budget to the floor. Yeah. It's really Republicans' fault because they won't work bipartisanly, even though they could pass a budget out of the Senate without one Republican vote.
Well, absolutely they can. They have a duty to, and it's been over 1,000 days since, since they've done it. And, you know, for Harry Reid just to say that to the American people, and he had his election, what, 2 years ago, and he's got a good 5 years left before we can do anything there. But you just have to wonder how much longer they can just out and out lie to the public and still get away with it. I'm very proud of one of the things I'm very proud of the Republican House is that last year when we took over, we got a budget done by April 15th, mm-hmm. which was the date set in law back in the 70s that we were supposed to do it. We kicked that off. It was a responsible budget. It reformed what needed to be reformed, the drivers of our debt, and it did. But it saved Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security programs in doing it. Just did it in a responsible way. And Harry Reid actually took a vote on that budget, and it failed. The Democrats voted against it.
99-0
Well, that was no. Our budget failed too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but at least some people voted for our budget. No one voted for the president. No one, not even his own party, voted for the for the president's budget.
And we look at what's in now the new one. He claims that he's going to take $4 trillion out of the deficit, but it's over 10 years, and none of it happens this year.
Yeah,
Dan Burton was just saying a few moments ago.
Well, Dan's right, and as a member of the budget committee, I can attest. And you know, our side uses that 10-year window on occasion too. You know, you saw our leadership use it for the ridiculous Budget Control Act that, mm-hmm. that raised the debt ceiling and did other things, and said we were going to do some stuff over 10 years, and we're cutting defense over 10 years, and there's this magic about 10 years that these guys like to use, and. I'm with Dan. I never look too much further beyond that 1 year because that's about all we can control. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, from what we're hearing, and we haven't seen the budget yet, but from what we're seeing in the press, he's not going to cut anything in the first year.
Mm-hmm. He's raising taxes, though.
Yeah, you know, raising taxes in the first year. It looks like that's for sure. So this is just another the same thing. Now, what this is his template for reelection. And he's going to keep using his class warfare. He's going to say that because the rich don't pay enough, that's the reason we're in the situation that we're in. And I just want to reiterate for our listeners so they can be armed with the truth as we go into this election season. Washington does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. We're taking $1.5 trillion a year. We confiscate that property in the form of money from the people of this country. And that's 10% of the GDP. You know, that's the government tithe, okay? that's enough. I mean, and that's just the federal government. That's not state government. That's not local government. That's not your property taxes. The federal government takes 10% of what this whole country produces.
All right, enough of that. Focusing on Whitney Houston and her passing next on The Countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Gentlemen, today is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. It's not too late. Why, even today, you can still pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doug Steffen here with our attention on the death of Whitney Houston, how it's been covered, various issues here and there. Here's an excerpt from Piers Morgan talking to Lionel Richie about the pressure Whitney Houston must have been feeling.
From a singer's point of view, tell me about the psychology when that happens to you. It must put huge pressure on you.
Huge. It's almost to the point of what would be your identity? If your identity is your voice, and you don't have the voice that you had, let's say, 10 years ago, what an amazing psychological pressure that can be on top of you. You know, to be excellent every night, to be excellent every time you perform on record is just devastating. And then on top of that, let's put, now I have to live, we have to live our lives in the press every day. So on top of just the vocals, it's what are our personal tragedies? What are we going through personally as, you know, I bet you can't top yourself. Can you beat the last performance you had? And then they bring the next thing in. You know, a young singer just came along that could be the next you. Can you imagine how that sounds in your head if you're an artist? And
well, I was interviewing Jennifer Hudson last night by pure coincidence with Clive Davis. And yeah. She was talking about Whitney being her great heroine, but Jennifer has this incredible voice too and was, I think, going to be performing tonight. And, you know, you can imagine the psychology of Whitney Houston probably sitting there listening to this young
That's
girl
what I was going to say.
Singing at
can
the level that she may crave.
I mean, can you imagine someone saying, well, you know, you don't have to hit the notes that you used to hit. We'll take it down a half step for you, or we'll take it down a whole step for you. I mean, as much as this sounds accommodating, it's not exactly what a vocalist wants to hear, especially when you have the next sitting there in the audience hitting notes higher than you hit the first time in your life. It's devastating, and I understand it, but at the same time, she was at such an iconic state in terms of her career that, you know, you always want to maintain the person that you started out with back in the 80s, where your career started. It's not an easy position to be at that level, that altitude of her career.
Radio host Bob Franz talked about being at an event over the weekend with his family when he got a text about Whitney Houston and the wide variety of reactions that people had to that news.
The text said, Whitney Houston, dead, age 48, details to come. And I showed it to some of the people we were with there at the family fun night at my kid's school. And I said, hey, look at this. Can you believe this? Whitney Houston's dead. And the reactions were so different from people based on the age of the people I talked to. Some of the younger people were just like, what? Wow, that's amazing. And I guess I'm not really surprised, though, because of all of the news, you know, and all of the addiction that she was fighting and all of the drug abuse and everything else that had been happening over the years. People who are my age, though, and I'm in my mid-40s, people who are my age or a little bit older who grew up in the 80s when Whitney Houston really was just the most dominant powerhouse force in music, when she was the most talented singer, maybe male or female, alive at the time, when she had 7 number one hits, when she was just on top of the music world, that was our era. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan because, you know, it was, I think Whitney Houston's music appealed more to females, you know, back then, probably than men. I mean, you know, men like to rock and whatever. But I appreciated her music, her videos, too. Now, growing up in the 80s when MTV was born, and it was a lot different. The music industry, the music media was just a lot different, obviously, in the 80s. There was no internet. There was no iHeartRadio. When you wanted to see or hear Whitney Houston or anybody else, I mean, you hoped it was on the radio and you watched MTV and later on VH1 for a while. But when her videos would come out, it was just like amazing. Because first of all, she was beautiful. Second of all, her voice was just incredible. She was just such a phenomenal talent. The people who were my age that I talked to were more saddened. The people who were a little bit younger who just kind of knew her from, and I'm talking about younger parents, who just kind of knew her from the past decade or two of drugs, and, you know, she looked anorexic and bulimic and skeletal and just whacked out of her mind. And the now infamous interview that she did with Diane Sawyer back 10 years ago, 2002, in which she talked about her drug use and talked about her relationship with Bobby Brown and so on. That's all they remember, some of the younger people. They were just like, wow. You know, she was really in bad shape. You know, I guess I can't say I'm shocked. That's how the younger people reacted. But the people who are my age or older that I spoke to when this news came in were more like melancholy. They were more saddened because they recognized the talent that, you know, like I said, we grew up with as being gone, lost. You know, an incredible voice, an incredible talent silenced by, presumably, and I should make sure to point this out, to this moment, there has not been a cause of death released that I'm aware of. And I've been following it as closely as I can. But they have not actually said that, you know, she was found dead of an overdose. But she was found dead in a hotel room, non-responsive. They tried to resuscitate her unsuccessfully. She was pronounced dead at 3:55 p.m. in a Beverly Hills hotel. So the people I spoke with, like I said, who are my age, and if you're in that group, feel free to talk about this with me, but they were more saddened because they remembered the hits. They remembered the star. They remembered what she was because we grew up with her.
Here's a host named Doug Meehan who talked to one of his callers about their take on the passing of Miss Houston.
It's just sad. It's no other word for it. Sad, tragic. I'd like to know what your word is for it. It's just based on my own memory of the brilliance of her voice and the great memories that it brings to me. It's just, but that's what makes it sad, and that's how I felt, as though I was affected by it, especially yesterday when I just sat down to listen to some of the old stuff. Let's go to Lisa in New Hampshire. Hi, Lisa. What's your take on Whitney's passing?
I think it's pretty tragic. I was young in the 80s when she was very popular, but I too remember a lot of positive, you know, different songs that she sang. I can remember certain aspects of my life, and I think it's sad because she was so young, and she leaves behind a young daughter who now has to grow up motherless.
Mm-hmm.
And I too wonder if she probably, it was an accidental overdose.
Well, there's so many speculations at this point, yeah. And
right.
Her daughter with Bobby was she's 18 or something like that now. I mean, so she's kind of been around that for some time. And yeah. I like what you mentioned though, Lisa, about her being so young at 48, and maybe this is part of it, that it puts our own mortality in perspective. When you see somebody, when it says 1963 to 2012 underneath their name when they're dead, and you're born in 64 or 65 or 62, whatever the case is, it puts your own mortality up on the screen, and maybe that's part of it.
Right. That's right. I mean, she's only 12 years older than I am, and I just can't imagine leaving the world in that fashion at that young age.
It just shows you sometimes, and again, we don't know, the toxicology reports aren't out, and it's not the first time, and it won't be the last, that somebody famous has died allegedly at the hands of drugs. But it just, it doesn't make it any easier.
Next, we'll move around a little. Last week's mortgage settlement, $25 billion. How much of it are you going to get, if any? We'll find out next on The Countdown.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So that housing settlement you're hearing so much about, what does it mean to you? Here's host Bill Wills with Attorney General Mike DeWine of Ohio about exactly what this $25 billion means.
The headline is $25 billion settlement with banks over foreclosure abuses. What can you tell me that happened here?
Well, this was a long negotiated settlement with most of the attorney generals in the country, along with the Justice Department, with these banks. And really, it was mortgage servicers. We say banks, but it's people who are servicing your loans, six of them. And I think it's a good first start. It's $25 billion that they're going to have to pay. And here's what it means for Ohioans. It means about $230 million that's going to go directly back to Ohio residents who have been impacted by this problem. In addition to that, there's going to be another $97 million that's going to go to the Attorney General's office, which we are going to take a big chunk of that. And one of the things I'm going to be announcing this morning here in Cleveland, we're going to take a big chunk of that, $75 million, to deal with really one of the biggest problems facing this state, and that is the large number of abandoned homes that we have in Ohio. Just in Cuyahoga County, we have here almost 26,000. That's 26,000 vacant homes. And it is a huge problem. It depresses the market. So if you live in a neighborhood where there's an abandoned home, your house is worth less just because that abandoned home is down the street a little bit. And it just is, you know, it's a place where crime can grow, crack houses, all kinds of things go in these vacant places. So we need to tear them down. And the city's ready to do it. city has been doing some of it. The land bank up here has been working on it, but they need money. And so this is going to be a big infusion. I made the decision, frankly. Other states were doing other things with the money, and I said, look, if we're going to save our cities, if we're going to save our communities and our neighborhoods and keep the value of property up for people, we've got to tear these houses down.
Ted Webb, Jack Harris, and Corey Dillon talking on their program to financial analyst Andrew Duncan about whether the settlement has any merit at all, or was it just so much hooey?
Some see this as a vote for me scam. It's one of these things. Look what I'm doing for you, you little guys. Vote for me.
No question that it's politically a lie. You know, I mean, in my opinion, I don't think there's any way not to think that it has something to do with that. The timing of it, and while it's not necessarily a government bailout because it's a mortgage settlement, I mean, let's face it, how much of our tax dollars are going to the banks that are supporting this?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it was a good deal for the banks. They have been basically exonerated by the federal government here.
Right. Oh, and even
pennies on the dollar, yeah, and to the extent that Bank of America's stock went through the roof after this thing was settled.
Because of the damage being less than what it could have been. I mean,
yeah.
And I think that, again, you know, it's hopeful that there are some people out there that need help that will benefit from this, but at the same time, to think that there isn't some sort of political spin to it, buying votes, in a sense, I'm hard-pressed to see anyone say that it doesn't have some sort of slice of that.
I just don't believe that the banks are going to work with you unless you have stopped paying your mortgage, which is the irony. I mean, if you're struggling for whatever reason, and I am, they're not going to give you a lower interest rate.
Well, and again, I think that there's a lot of people that align and believe that same, that similarly. There's been discussions of the Home Affordable Refinance Program that would allow, rates to lower for people that are current. There's a lot of programs that have been discussed, but in reality, there's a lot of lawyers, a lot of economists that believe the same thing. Why would the bank help people if they're getting, if they're getting their money?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, too, it was Congress, for the most part, it was the government that got us into this mess by forcing banks to lend to people who couldn't afford what they were getting. And
yeah, and of course, obviously, now the government is supporting a lot of this through all the different bailout programs. And while this wasn't necessarily a government bailout, in a sense, I mean, there's definitely an impact there.
Yes.
I think that most people I've spoke to, that align with me politically tend to view it the same way.
And meanwhile, we've got another budget that's going to be well over $1 trillion deficit, and it'll be even more by the end of the fiscal year. You can bet on that.
Greatest deficit we've ever seen, and it's discouraging. And I think the one good thing that I can see coming out of this is that there are a lot of homes in foreclosure that's kind of been stalled through what's going on legally, and that just slows down the recovery.
Countdown Box at DougStephan.com is filled with more information about these stories and others. World of Talk Radio.